morning, my friends. I'm really into this topic right now of the core of Agile. I was thinking about something I did in the last unscripted episode. I was talking about the lowest common denominator, meaning what do you do when you can't choose your team and you have that one person who just doesn't have game sense? They just haven't spent enough time playing ball. They don't know where to look next. They don't have an intuit or a sense of what's unfolding in front of them, where they should be. In business, especially large enterprise, we counter that by creating these big, long policy and procedures document. My theory is that either we shouldn't bring that person on in the first place, or maybe deploy them to that part of the organization where they do have game sense. But there's also those moments where you meet someone who's so sure of where they're going, and they're so willing to dream big, that you want to reward it by helping them out, by supporting them and saying, okay, you don't know how to dribble a ball, let's go back to fundamentals and let me show you. And you might say, but that's table stakes, isn't it? Like, isn't that a massive waste of time? Most of the time, yeah, you want people to come to the team having brought those skills or at least those capabilities with them. But the truth is, when you meet someone who dares to dream that big, who can see themselves in a certain place in the future, they're going to work 10 times harder. They're going to eat up the knowledge and the learning. They're going to watch your every move because they want it that badly. And that's why it's so important to be able to train people on fundamentals easily and well. And to my mind, most of the fundamentals are a stripping away. I'm so big into that topic right now that agility should be a stripping away. That is, removing the fear of uncertainty, removing the fear that surrounds lack of safety that traditional processes and thinking would typically provide. That means removing the associations that we make when we receive negative criticism, when we hit an obstacle, right? Those traditional thinking patterns that we engage in when we hit a blocker and someone says, well, you can't have this for a week, and we just go, okay. The skill that matters is not building up new processes to handle those situations, rather to build the mindset, the tenacity, the grit, the ingenuity to solve those problems on your own, to make it part of your personality as a leader and as an agilist, to know how to handle and survive those situations when they pop up. To my mind, that's what the stripping away is all about. So let me ask you, what are your fundamentals? What do you need to get good at? Difficult conversations, speaking in front of people, fear of rejection, fear of being wrong, overthinking, overplanning, overestimating. Identify your gaps and get help. Train up. Go back to fundamentals. In this podcast, I teach you how to be an adaptive planner, how to build confidence, how to build trust, how to ask for forgiveness rather than asking for permission. If you have those qualities, then I can teach you the other stuff. The other stuff is easy. So that's my big takeaway today. Be visionary, guys. Be big-minded. Dream big. Set giant targets for yourself. See yourself building, doing, creating, becoming the person that you most want to become. And don't forget to look for that trait in other people. Who could you mentor? Who could you teach? Who could you help? Let's get back to fundamentals and really teach the skills that matter. The skills that help us build stuff faster, to progress, to move the dial, to put great product in front of our customers. That's it for today, guys. You can reach out at badassagile.com. You can find me on Twitter at badass_agile and Instagram at badassagile. I'll see you out there.